Hey, good morning. Yeah, I have another great short story for you. As you remember, Reggie Meredith's theater class at the University of Hawaii has been producing these wonderful stories, and we wanted to read another one for you today. It was written by Connie Leatimua, and the name of the story is Mona's Dream. Once there was a girl named Mona who lived with her father, Toma. Mona loved to sing. She would sing whenever and wherever she went, in her bedroom, in the kitchen, at the store, in school, even while she was doing her chores. Toma cherished his daughter and supported her dream to be an aspiring singer. One day, her music teacher announced that KVZK Music Network would be hosting a singing competition on island very soon called Leleo o America Samoa. Anyone can audition to enter the competition, and the winner will have a chance to go on the world-famous Pacifica Musica World Tour. Mona was super excited and couldn't wait to tell her dad about the news.
Dad, guess what?
Let me guess. Wa e usuina fo ile pese ile I maualunga ile basenga musika.
Even better, I signed up for a singing competition called Leleo America Samoa,
she exclaimed.
Oka, se kalamoi. That's great news, sweetie,
replied her dad.
Aia fo'i. And what's even more great is that the winner will get to go on a world tour to perform with all the other successful Pacific Islander singers,
Mona replied enthusiastically. And then her mood changed. She looked sad, and her father said to her,
Mona, e yai se mea o tupu, na e sao ne, o e mata ata ata, a na fo'e wa esse, mai o folinga.
Eh.
Mona sighed and then continued,
I think I shouldn't have signed up for the competition. Ile lava sava so tongi and restala motavanga, and there's no guarantee that I will pass the audition in order for me to win.
Toma went and sat beside his daughter and pulled her in for a hug, and then he said,
Mona, mana tua fo'i le tala le toaina. E taui o e imea le lei pe a mawapea le loto onosai.
Good things come to those who wait, right? But listen, Mona.
Alue a'o fa'alelei laupese ia maua. I'll find a way to pay for your audition fee on time. Fa'alongo mai.
Mona hugged her dad tightly with the biggest smile on her face, and she thanked him at the same time. The competition was now a day away. Toma finally had enough money for Mona's audition fee. He walked home from work, and he couldn't help but get excited thinking about Mona's reaction to the good news. But then he started to feel dizzy, and before he knew it, he collapsed and fell down on the road. When Mona found out, she rushed to the hospital to be by her dad's side. She was told that her dad was ill and needed to stay in the hospital. She looked over on the table, and she saw her dad's wallet. She opened it and found a wad of cash, along with a note that said, "For Mona's audition fee." Mona didn't hesitate to pay for her dad's needs. Days later, Toma felt better, and as he awoke, he felt a hand holding his. He looked over and saw it was his beautiful daughter. Toma began to cry and apologize to Mona, but she took his hand and said how grateful she was for him, for everything that he has done for her, and the only thing that mattered to her now was for him to get better. Later that day, as the doctor was checking up on Toma, he suddenly said,
"You know what, doctor? My daughter has a really great voice."
The doctor smiled and looked to Mona, asking her if she could sing a song for them. Her father agreed to the thought and encouraged her to do it. Mona couldn't resist, so she took a big breath and started singing Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Midler. The very next day, Mona and Toma were getting ready to go home. While waiting for the doctor, they turned on the TV and the news came on. They were shocked to find out that it was her singing last night in the hospital that was being broadcast on the news. The doctor came in and asked, "What's going on?" And Mona and Toma nodded their heads towards the TV, and he looked over and he said,
Oi, I forgot to tell you. I secretly recorded you last night. I thought your voice sounded beautiful and deserved the attention of the public.
Suddenly, a knock was heard on the door, and then a man walked in, and he introduced himself as one of the judges from the Loleo competition. He told Mona that there's an opening for one more finalist, and it's hers if she wants it. Mona looked at her dad, and then her dad said,
Good things come to those who wait, right?
In the end, Mona accepted it and went on to win the big competition. The end.